come to chapter 21 now, which is marketing the passenger transport. A factor of transport plays a major role, wherein we can count on different mode of transport. And this chapter deals with marketing the passenger transport. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Learning objectives of this specific chapter is understanding of the transport system, know about the transport product and its future, and then understand the operational constraints on transport business, marketing thus for passenger transport companies. This will enable us to reach and understand good amount of marketing passenger transport. What does transportation or transport system means? Transportation is an integral part of travel and tourism industry. Tourism products can be availed through transport. Transport can be there without taking into account tourism, but tourism connect through without. Tourism cannot flourish, in fact, without transportation. Want to go from place to another place, you need to move with the transport. And here, the transport can be of different type. We will explore that. Growth in tourism happened due to advances in transportation technology worldwide. Imagine the era where Wright brothers invented the aircraft. And then look at what we have around us, including the one that was closed on called Concorde. And that was at the speed, like it could cover over 1,000 kilometers in just 1 hour. But that has been stopped. So transportation and transport system are essential part of the growth of tourism industry. And that's what it is, the metric of tourism. A destination that has excellent transport system to access that tourist destination, transport is of importance. So there is a significant but subtle aspect behind the growing trend of tourist flow, and that is transportation. Imagine number of people going to new destination. Imagine number of people who have increased going to some places. And this is all thanks to the transportation system. Growth of transportation and its different modes and the availability and accessibility has made travel more consistent and convenient nowadays. So you can connect to any destination, either directly or indirectly, all non-stop on non-transit, all thanks to the transportation system. If you take the mode of transport of a train, then we are going to the most remote places around India with the help of train as a transport system. And likewise, flying over the boundaries of one country, flying over the oceans and seas, reaching somewhere, this could have happened only with the transport system. Let me put up the advancement of transport system. Until the end of 60s, it was not possible to fly Atlantic Ocean because the aircraft did not have the capacity so much of fuel. So people were going from London to New York Paris to New York only by sailing on the ship. Even India experienced that. But with the advancement of technology and new type of aircraft that have come in, you can now fly anything from 14 to 17 hours non-stop on the same aircraft. And that's the growth of transportation. We are going to continue talking about the transportation system. So different type of aircrafts are given to you here. The transport system that I'll be talking about, some statistics are gathered here for you to have a look at that. International transport arrival, we have done in the previous slides, but look at what was there in 2005 and what we are comparing the figures in 2023, where the full statistic is available for study. In millions, international tourist arrivals were only 809 million. Whereas now, in 2023, it is 1.3 billion. It's an increase, a drastic increase in a span of just 18 years, 1.61 times. Foreign tourist arrival has increased from 3.92 million to 9.52 million, 2.43 times. We take a number of Indian tourists, national departures abroad, which means outbound people flying out of India. And that also has seen a tremendous growth from 7.18 million. Now we have got 27.87 million, which is 3.83 times more than what we were doing as an outbound passenger from India, 7.18 million. And the domestic tourist visits in India to all state has increased tremendously from 892 million, it has gone to from 392 million, excuse me, from 392 million, it has gone to 2,509.6 million, a tremendous growth of 6.40. So if you notice, both tourism has seen everywhere a growth. A wonderful positive example of the support of transport system. This was only possible with the help of transport system to register growth. For example, number of flights taking off from Mumbai to UAE, sorry, from India to UAE has multiplied number of times. Otherwise, flights to Dubai were only available via Mumbai or Delhi and so on. Now we are talking about flight from more than 15 international departure points from India to Dubai. This is because more flights are available. The transport system, the type of transport we are talking about is the private transport. Now we will continue learning about the different type of transport system. So growth of automotive industry is driving personal transport, which means car. It has become easy and convenient way of movement from one place to another. And this has been from private transport, primarily used for domestic travel, short duration trip, holiday visit, and recreational activities, primarily used. But now it has enormous competitive advantage over public transport due to its flexibility. Road transport is the largest contributor to the global warming. That's a negative element we are talking about. But yes, it's a fact that due to consumption of a lot of carbon, ultimately global warming has been happening. Though the matter of concern still exists, and there are factors working with electronic or electric cars. It is accounting for about 3/4 of transport emissions. We are talking about CFT impact. Next, we pick up, dear student, by a type of transport as buses and coaches, which again is a mode of transport by road. And bus services have been increasingly used by passengers for interior and remote areas. And this is an international phenomenon. Good number of tourists around Europe move with their private cars or buses and coaches. And this is happening within India as well. A lot of domestic travel keep happening through buses and coaches, be it a luxury bus or government operated like state transport buses. They are more in use as what they were 15, 20 years back. Buses play a significant role in providing low-cost, affordable travel for package tour markets and holiday segment. Yes, as compared to flights, they are low-cost, but there are so many luxury vehicles these days available. In some cases, in India, for example, some cases, the luxury coaches are costing more than the railway, the normal rail network. The buses can provide support service such as couriers and social ambience that a niche market value. Buses also link places they may not have railway network, because buses move with this infrastructure in the form of road, whereas railways need huge investment and putting up the railway track. We come from buses, car to railways. Railway is government owned in India, but always around the world, especially in Europe, most railways are owned by private, public companies, which means public companies and not owned by government in many countries. For example, some of the finest rail network in Switzerland are private companies. Railways mostly operate onto intercity routes and provide competition for air travel and roadways. Yes, the current days, the Vande Bharat train is giving a competition, and sometimes you notice the pricing is almost at par with the flights. But it's an experience of itself. That's why railways are getting momentum. People would love to go for Vande Bharat train. Likewise, also it's a low cost in India, because we provide, and the transportation with the railways meet middle class and below middle class to use this in big number. Trains serve all purpose of travel, although holidays are now a small part of the revenue mix. Revenues generated as for what railway claims, that whatever the fare is being paid to railway to take the services to go from point A to B, only 57 to 60% come to railway. Rest go for other infrastructure development. But that's not the point here. The point I'm focusing is on the railway being a provider for a transportation system. And we are all looking at the bullet train. Once that is complete, we'll be able to connect much faster. We do have fast trains also, like Vande Bharat, like Rajdhani, they are much, or Super Fast Express. They have been there for quite a number of time. Rail services marketing is becoming more advanced worldwide. Yes, as I mentioned, there is a special railway network called EuRail, which means through EuRail, you can buy a ticket of railways to travel within Europe with number of railway companies. In India, IRCTC is a good example of successful transport marketing done by Indian Railways. As I mentioned, most of the railway network, all 100% a railway network except one, are all owned by government of India. And to support and to look after that, we have a ministry that looks after railways network. Next is air transport. Long distance, especially flying for a longer time period, scheduled airlines operate strongly branded scheduled service around the world. And the advancement that air transport has shown is really supporting tourism industry in a big way. Then we have medium and short distance carrier on popular routes where you can just fly for as little as 2 hours, 1.5 hours to anything, 16 or 17 hours nonstop. Short haul distance flight are also popular for domestic routes as well as international routes. Charter airlines are primarily operating short and medium distance route for holiday tourists. For example, tourists coming in from UK for a holiday in Portugal, Lisbon, they will take a charter airline. Or Canary Islands, Spain. A lot of tourists coming in from Northern Europe for better sun and holiday on the beaches, they prefer these chartered airline. Then comes the most important development that has happened in last 40 to 50 years called low cost, or in terminology LCC, low cost carrier, or when it was tossed in US, it was called a no-frill airline, also known as budget airlines. So these low-cost or no-frill airline came as a big development where deregulated air transport regime, and the idea behind this low-cost carrier, no-frill airline or budget airline was to provide short and medium intercity services with very little services, because the end user, the passenger, the consumer demanded, I would be happy to pay less, and in turn, I don't want anything that a full service airline offers, namely meal, namely entertainment, namely some drinks on the flight. And it picked up momentum, and low-cost carrier are unknown name now. From major cities also, we do have low-cost carrier flying. Generally, low-cost carrier fly mostly from the second airport or the third airport of any particular city. But with the limitation of a single airport, a lot of low-cost carriers are still flying from Mumbai going down to international destination for a short-haul routes. Like AirAsia, for example. Fly Dubai, Air Arabia, they are all low-cost carriers. And we take the sea transport, which is the main source of transport that was initially available to go for longer routes. And sea transport or water transport can be anything. Like ferries are widely used in developed countries in form of cruise ships. Cruise ships are an advance of going by ship because there is an entertainment element added to the cruise ship. Whereas traditionally, shipping was the main source of transport. Be it is the days of, as I was mentioning, crossing the Atlantic Ocean in the old time, or even going from one place to another. Only the ships were used. Mahatma Gandhi, when he went to South Africa, his mode of transport was only ship. Ships were sailing from Mumbai to all the Gulf countries, including Sri Lanka. All was happening with the help of ship. Of course, cruise ship has added fun and entertainment all in one sort of a holiday mood. But yes, sea transport or river transport is one very important transport system. Cruise ship is a brand-oriented industry, and branded ships are acting as floating resorts. Mostly popular cruise destinations are located in the USA around Caribbean region or in Europe in the Mediterranean region. Sometimes you do find cruise operational from Singapore going down all the way up to China's sea and there returning back through various ports of call from Singapore to Malaga in Malaysia and going onward towards China side. Sea transport is not commonly used these days. Like I mentioned, the sea transport, which means the ship transport, which was prevalent before 1990, most of the travel many initially did with the sea or a ship transport only. But now also the sea transport is popular, say people going from here to Ratnagiri or Goa and people on the west east coast going from Vizag, which is Visakhapatnam, to other parts on the way up to Tamil Nadu, etc. There's still some sea transport that takes transport from Tamil Nadu to Andaman and Nicobar Island, but that's getting lower and lower. Going through with the transport system, we will take some account into better understanding. So transport system operation that track the vehicle and the terminals. So track sits for railway, the vehicle use roads, and the terminal is required for the airport for the flights. So tracks control airways, sea trips, and other things linked with waterways. Permanent ways like railways, roadways, etc. They are set. And vehicles are, of course, aircraft is also a vehicle. You cannot forget that. Aircraft is a vehicle, electronic machine. Aircraft, ships are all vehicle, trains, vehicle, buses, coaches, and then other private vehicles and other customer transport. Now, there are a lot of advancement in the vehicle, like speedboat, like hovercraft, what they call it, to connect from someplace. All these are vehicles as transport system. And then the terminals. Terminals can be for airports. Terminal can be at the seaport where the ship or cruise liner dock, railways and buses, stations, and off-street parking available around the city or near the parking lot of entertainment like recreation vans. They will also use a place to park the vehicle for overnight for different reasons. So these are all the support that or need of to provide a good transportation system. So the transportation characteristic to be accounted and to be counted, they are creating adverse effect on the physical environment. So obviously, transport system, you have a fatigue, you have jet lag, you have seasickness. All these are creative adverse effect on the physical part of a human being. So if you fly more than any number of hours, then you get jet lag. If you go by ship, people still go through with a seasickness in the form of vomiting, etc. And of course, tiring when you are in the buses. Likewise, it is least concerned with holiday travel. People do take whatever is available. It meets the concern with the cargo or goods also. It's most concerned. Also, all passenger transport system operation is through more or less regulated and restricted type. So even a ship, be it is a cruise ship or an aircraft, everything work on a schedule. Aircraft being controlled with an air traffic control system. Likewise, trains work on signaling system. And ship also have to get approval from navigational park, whether they are into international waters or into domestic water of a country. So all passenger transport system operation, of course, is through more or less regulated. No ship. That's why aircraft which is not identified did stop. A vehicle with some registration issue or any technical issue is stopped, and so on.